Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We'd love to hear from you on this edition. If you're near a phone, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742, and that number's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now, because it is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, many people suffer this time of the year with holiday blues, anxieties intensify, sometimes depression intensifies for those who are prone to that. And we want to offer some help, some hope, some encouragement this time of year. And so we're making available a wonderful resource. It's a 2-CD set called The Breakout. And with that, we have a brochure called The Biblical Path to Peace. And we all want peace in life. And a lot of times during the holidays, you know, those feelings of anxiety, those feelings of loneliness, those feelings of isolation just intensify. And it really disrupts us inside. You know, we get confusion in our minds, you know, our innards, so to speak, just, you know, something's just not right. Our stomach ties in knots and all of those sort of things. And we just cry out, Lord, give me some peace.
Yeah.
And we want to give you some simple ways to experience peace during this holiday season. And, you know, Richard, we're, you know, as human beings, we're body, soul, and spirit. Mm-hmm. So that's what constitutes a full human being. Now, we come into this world and there's something wrong with us on the spiritual level. We're dead spiritually.
Yes.
And when we come to Christ by faith, we're given new life. Our spirits are quickened. We're born again. And then God sends His Holy Spirit to take up residence in us. And we talked about that yesterday. So any believer that's out there on the planet, he's never alone. He's never isolated. Christ is always there with that person, living in that person. So that's where you start, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, that's the only place you can start. If we look at anything other than the Jesus who lives in me by his Spirit, therefore fixing our eyes on him, if we don't do that, we're left with our own devices. And as we've already discovered, one of the reasons we're in this problem in the first place is that what I've got doesn't meet what I need, but Jesus does. And he's already in us. You know, as a born-again believer, like you said, you have the infinite power of God living within you, and there's nothing he wants more than to pour his peace that passes understanding into your life so that in spite of the circumstances you're facing, you can have that peace. You can stand there and go, Jesus is enough. Whatever else is going on, I know that Jesus is enough.
Yes, indeed. And so here's a few words about this Jesus that you know, was raised back to life 2,000 years ago and is living in us who have come to know him by faith. Paul wrote about him and the God the Father as well in his second letter to the Corinthians. And in verse 3 of chapter 1, he said this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." So what do we know about this Jesus? What do we know about God the Father? Because if you've seen Jesus, you've seen God the Father. If you know anything about God the Father, it's going to be displayed for us in Jesus Christ. So what do we know about this Jesus who lives in us? Well, he's a God of all mercy and a God of all comfort. So if you're feeling a little blue, a little down, if you're anxious, if you're worried, if you're fearful, if you feel lonely, if you feel isolated, if you feel like the shoe's about to fall and the worst is about to happen to you, if you're expecting that, if you're walking on eggshells just in everyday life, you don't want to get with your family, you don't want to get with your friends, you don't want to do any of that, you have somebody that is right there with you, who can comfort you in the midst of whatever you're experiencing right now. He is the God of all comfort. And here's the great news. As you experience that comfort, as you experience his empathy and his sympathy, and your heart begins to feel like it's being put together, and you start experiencing peace, then you have something that you can share with others. And God doesn't want you to shrink away from the game, so to speak. He wants you to be a part of it. And so he is going to, once he comforts you, once you experience that and know that and understand that this Christ is there living in you, then you can reach out and allow Christ to deliver that same comfort that he delivered to you through you to other people. So he's going to encourage you to get back into the game, so to speak. And that's when a lot of those anxious feelings will start to be lifted. When you start thinking about others, when you start serving others, when you receive from God and then allow that love to flow through you and the lives of others, that's when you start to see things lift. And you become encouraged as a person, and you want to pass on kind of the goodness that God has passed on to you.
Yeah.
So recognize that this Jesus who lives in you is the Jesus that will comfort you when things are down.
Yeah, this isn't just dry theory.
Yes.
Paul is writing about his own life. He had been through this. He had been put up on. He had been persecuted. He'd been stoned, shipwrecked, all of this stuff. And what kept him going was the comfort he received from God so that he could give it to the people that he was talking to so they could give it and keep going forward and forward and forward. This is real stuff here.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Well, it's real stuff that you're hearing on Basic Gospel, everybody. And I want to remind you once again that this is a 2-CD series that Bob and Richard are talking about. They put it together for you. It's called The Breakout, and it will encourage you to break free of the negative spiral of reaction to, you know, to those things, those negative influences in your life, and instead begin to respond to the eternal truths of the new covenant, faith, hope, and love. So if you or someone you know, someone close to you, are experiencing the gloom and hopelessness of depression during this Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's holiday season, why, we encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net. There's a prominent link on the homepage, or call 844-322-2742 and request your free copy of The Breakout. Again, it's our Christmas gift to you. Again, request your copy of The Breakout at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and talk to our friend Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing again? It's a blessing to hear all three of y'all. I just enjoy you so much. But I have a question. Me and a friend of mine, we were talking about this last night, and we're talking about unconditional love. And, you know, she said, well, she's moving to the progression of unconditional love, and that's what we're supposed to be. But, you know, just something, some people, in my opinion, you just love more than you do other people because of, like, with my family or some of my friends from other social, and then people that I don't know, so it's sort of a diss with me, but she was saying, according to what the Word of God said, we're supposed to love everybody unconditionally the same way, and I was just trying to, we want to know what insights y'all have onto that.
Well, Andrew, as far as love is concerned, oftentimes we tie that to feelings. So there are some people that I'm drawn to more than others. The feelings of love are more intense or are stronger in certain relationships versus other relationships. So there's that aspect of it. But as far as unconditional love is concerned, we can be patient with anyone. And so as we abide in the love of God for us and allow his love to flow through us, we're going to see ourselves being patient with no strings attached and regardless of how we feel toward that person. So that's what unconditional agape love is all about. As a matter of fact, Andrew, when you read the definition of love in 1 Corinthians 13, All of those words there that we look at and would say are adjectives describing what love is, they're actually verbs. So love suffers long with people. Love does acts of kindness toward people, things that are beneficial. So all of those words are actually verbs. So love is an action in that regard. And so we can act the same way toward people, regardless of how we feel toward those people. Does that make sense to you?
Right. So you're saying it's more of an action towards people more than a feeling towards the person.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Andrew, for example, let's go back 2,000 years, and let's look at the early church. So on the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood up and delivered the first Christian sermon, the first sermon about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, some 3,000 Jews were added to the body of Christ that day. So the first manifestation of the church was totally Jewish, wasn't it?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Now, as kind of the story moved forward, we see in Acts chapter 8 that Samaritans began to be added to the mix. And then Acts chapter 10, Gentiles were added to the mix. So in any of those early churches, you know, maybe 20 years, maybe 30 years after the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, you would have had a mixture of Jew, Samaritan, and Gentile. Now all one in Christ. Now the Jew is going to have different feelings toward their Jewish brethren versus their feelings, their natural feelings toward their Gentile brethren. Does that make sense? You're following me? Because
you have natural feelings for your family that you wouldn't have for other people.
Right. So God says we're gonna rise above that, and we're gonna let the love of Christ flow through us and move us to act toward people that are different, that come from a different background, come from a different culture. We're going to allow the love of Christ to move through us and begin to treat them as equals, to begin to treat them as who they really are, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So that's a love that transcends natural affections that we may have one toward another. And we're going to see that love demonstrated in actions.
Mm-hmm. But it's beyond the feeling, so it's beyond. Like I said,
that's exactly right.
People, but you can still show love by your actions. So that's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
If I got right to feel maybe different about some people than I do another one, because that's not really what the love about the Bible is talking about. Because beyond the feeling, it's about action. And because I love them, I show with my actions. But then necessarily, I have different feelings about different people.
Right. Now, Andrew, in America, there's a lot of different cultures, a lot of different ethnic backgrounds, aren't they? And we have been preconditioned to have various viewpoints on, you know, these folks from these different cultures, these different backgrounds. Some of those feelings are good. Some of those feelings are not so good, based on prejudices that are in this world. So, how do we overcome those natural human predilections, so to speak? Well, we have to start looking to the love of Christ Jesus and allowing the love of Christ Jesus to lift us above those. And begin to see one another not based on ethnicity or cultural backgrounds, but based on God's view of that human being. And what does God think of that human being? Well, He has placed infinite worth, infinite value on that human being, and the gospel of Jesus Christ declares that. It shows that that person is of infinite worth to God. So as we begin to understand that, then we can begin to treat that person accordingly. We love as God in Christ has loved us. That's an action that transcends everything that we see in this world today.
Right. Now, as I understand what you're saying, like Christ has loved one another as I have loved you, then you come back to 1 Corinthians 13 chapter and say, love is patient, love is kind, love is not. You go through that scenario, and that's the kind of love that Christ was talking about when he said, love one another as I have loved you.
Absolutely. Correct? And here's the cool thing about all of this is that if you have, if you look at a certain person and your natural feelings toward that person aren't so good, but then you start abiding in the love of Christ and you start serving that person and loving that person as Christ has loved you, then you will see your affections toward that person start to change in due time. So it's really the coolest thing ever to see the love of God in action for us, in us, and through us, and how it impacts us every step of the way.
But yeah, that's different. You can have different degrees of different love and people in different ways and different ways how you feel about those different people, right?
Right. You want to love with no strings attached, and that only happens as you abide in the love of Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be working on that one.
All righty. Well, we all are. We all are.
Andrew, yeah, seriously, if you've got a question about this, ask the Holy Spirit and Jesus and God, ask all of them to show you what it means to love and how you can love more. And then sit back and wait for them to show you, because they will. God is not going to leave us selfish and self-serving. He's going to bring us into situations that require us to rely completely on him and love people in spite of who they are. Yeah. It's because of who Jesus is. And he will show you that as sure as you're sitting here talking with us today.
Yeah. Andrew, thank you.
Last night, Gina and I were watching The Voice. It's what we do on Mondays and Tuesdays. And there's just a wonderful singer on there named Chloe, and she sang a song. It's an old one, but it's I Want to Know What Love Is. That's the chorus. And then it says, I Want You to Show Me. And I think that's a prayer for all of us. I want to know what love is. I want to really know what love is. I don't want the world's version. I don't want to know what humans think about it. I want to know what God's love is all about. And there's only one person that can show us, and that's Jesus Christ. So, Andrew, make that song your prayer. I want to know what love is. I want you, Jesus, to show me. And I guarantee you, he's going to answer that prayer in ways that you just can't imagine.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Indeed. 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Richard, you and Bob produced this excellent 2-CD series called The Breakout. Talk to our listeners a little bit about this.
Well, it's a plus and minus presentation. I got a chance to set up the problem. I'm real good at setting up problems. But when you take a look at the Bible stories, over and over and over again, what you see are people who are self-serving. Something doesn't go the way they want it to go. They take matters into their own hands and make it 10 times worse. And when that happens, depression comes along, a terrible treatment of other people comes along, and you're left breathless almost with how mean these people can be to each other. And what was driving that meanness? It's a misunderstanding of what love is. And when you come around to the solution and you begin to see that it's the love of God flowing through us that allows us to choose differently, to not be bitter, to not get depressed, to not demand that I deserve better, that's when you break out. And it was a fun 2 weeks. It really was to do this. And I think if you get this product and you listen to it and you go through it while you're looking at the brochure, the Biblical Path to Peace brochure, you will see the pathway to hell and you'll see the pathway to heaven. And it all depends on whether we're willing to trust Jesus or not. And I guarantee you, the trusting Jesus side of this is the sure path to victory.
Yeah. Well, the breakout, of course, addresses the issues that many people experience during this holiday season. If you or someone close to you are experiencing the gloom and many times the depression that comes along during the holiday season, we encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net, or you can call 844-322-2742, and you can request your free copy of The Breakout. It's our gift to you during this Christmas season. Again, request your free copy of The Breakout at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, guys, an interesting question from Linda. She says, most Christians celebrate holidays that are not godly, like Halloween, Easter, and Christmas, she says. But Jesus said, keep the holy days like the Passover, Pentecost, and the Tabernacles. The Bible says to come out of her, my people, and be separate, so that is not to partake of her sins. And, of course, she's referring to the scripture, Revelation 18:4, that says, well, then I heard a voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins or contract any of her plagues. So her question is, how can we celebrate those holidays and still claim to be Christians?
Well, that's an interesting question. We get this all the time this time of the year. Should Christians celebrate Christmas? And there are many people, many Christians, that would say no. And they would give that answer because of some of the pagan roots that many of our traditions come from.
Yeah.
For example, December 25th was the last day of a pagan festival known as Saturnalia. And so it was in honor of the god Saturn, who was responsible for sowing and reaping and the harvest and that sort of thing. So they paid homage to Saturn. And one historian said that particular festival was one with unrivaled revelry.
Yeah.
So why do we even use December 25th? I mean, that is not the day that Jesus was born. You can scour the pages of Scripture. You're not going to find December 25th anywhere in the Word of God. It just isn't when Jesus was born. As a matter of fact, we don't know the actual birthday of Jesus Christ. But when Christianity became the official state religion of the Roman Empire when Constantine took office, he decided to create a feast to celebrate the birth of Christ. He co-opted December 25th as the date. Instead of celebrating paganism, he wanted people's eyes to be turned to Jesus Christ, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. But, you know, you can look at a lot of the things that our traditions, the Christmas traditions that we have, and you can trace many of them back to pagan roots. But as Christians, that's not what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the story, the birth of Jesus Christ, and what that means. It means salvation. It means life. It means a Savior has been born unto us. That's what we celebrate.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, I want to reiterate what we've been talking about this week. For most, the holiday season, of course, is a time of thankfulness, joy, and excited anticipation. But for some, it's a time of sadness, loneliness, and hopelessness. At Basic Gospel, we're dedicating this week to those who find themselves in that particular circumstance. We all experience times of conflict and defeat, and many times we react with anger, with self-pity and despair, the ingredients, of course, that lead to depression. Basic Gospel wants you to know that there is wonderful hope. Our 2-CD series called The Breakout will encourage you to break free of the negative spiral of reactions toward those things that are negative influences in your life and begin to respond to the eternal truths of the new covenant that bring thanksgiving, contentment, and love. If you or someone close to you are experiencing the gloom that many times accompanies these holiday seasons, go online to basicgospel.net or phone 844-322-2742 and request your free copy of The Breakout. It's our gift to you this Christmas. Again, request your free copy of The Breakout at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll be back the same time tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.